This podcast is brought to you by HTS Podcast Studios in Milton, Delaware. HTS is your local technology expert, serving Delaware for 16 years. HTS specializes in TV installations, home automation, Sonos audio systems. I have Sonos in my house.
Me too.
Love it.
Love it.
Security cameras and Wi-Fi networks. For all of your home or business tech needs, give them a call. 800-690-2029 or visit htsav.net. Home Theater Solutions.
This is The Film Effect with Tiff.
Did she mention seeing anyone who was sick? Anyone on a plane at the airport?
No, she said she was jet lagged.
The average person touches their face 3 to 5 times every waking minute. In between, we're touching doorknobs, water fountains, and each other.
Beth.
Mom?
No, go up to your room, honey.
So we have a virus with no treatment protocol and no vaccine at this time.
You had a seizure this morning, Beth.
She had a history of seizures.
No.
Allergies.
As of last night, there were 32 cases.
Unfortunately, she did die. Mr. Amoff, your wife is dead.
What are you talking about? What happened to her?
Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Film Effect with Tiff. It's been a while. It's been a little while. I was away. And while I was away, I was dealing with all the news back home of the coronavirus. What are they calling it? COVID-19.
CV-19.
And that's Tom, my big... buddy. I just called you big.
Oh, God.
Big buddy.
I'm going to think about that all day now. I ran this morning. Right. I'm working the big off.
All right. So my small friend Tom is here today.
Hello.
He's going to be my guest. So it's been a little while.
I'm
and
a terrible guest.
You're a great guest.
It's just going to be laughing.
No, it's perfect.
Okay.
All right. So in terms of films, a lot has happened, right? We had the Academy Awards. We had the Golden Globes.
Our guy
they
won.
Put the gloves on. They fought it out.
We predicted the Best Actor award.
We did.
We picked it.
We did. And Joaquin did win.
He should have. He was fantastic.
He lost all that weight. Good God.
I need to go on his diet.
You need to do the Joker diet, whatever that was.
I need veins. I want veins.
Do you want rock in a chair and just like pants that barely fit your
butt? I'm not going to imitate his laugh.
It's hanging off some old man slacks.
Yes.
That was quite a look, too.
You're kind of doing that. You have a little bit of the Joker
look
today. I am.
Today I just decided to wear some plaid pants, an old lady jacket.
I'm going to start the countdown before you start undressing.
I'll be honest. I was away. Let me just update my listeners.
Yes.
Listeners, I was away. I went to Bali in Thailand. I was on the Demetra Yoga Retreat. Demetra, shout out. And I didn't watch any movies. Actually, that's a lie. I watched a lot of movies on
this
the airplane.
This is a confessional podcast.
It
now.
Is. I watched a lot of movies on the airplane, and maybe I will get into that later. But what I thought would be interesting today, well, because it's like, you know, it was like 25 hours of plane travel. And
no, I understand. I mean, maybe
some of the movies I watched, I would never have picked. Like,
you wouldn't do that again.
Okay, so we'll talk about it. So Terminator, I watched the latest Terminator.
Mm.
Did you see that?
No.
I actually really liked it.
Oh, did you?
I did. I was like, this movie is fucking awesome.
All Terminator movies are great.
I thought it was awesome. And yeah. I actually loved that it had all these female like leads. Like it was just like full of ladies kicking ass, which was just super awesome. And I actually really enjoyed where they went with the story, even though, you know, it's a little bit of a regurgitation of the old stories. But
well, what's the one lady? Is she now a grandmother?
Oh, my God. She's awesome. What's her name? Do you know she's from Salisbury?
No, I didn't know that.
She is like a homegrown here. Like, what's her name? Linda?
We should get her on the podcast.
She really is. She's from Salisbury, Maryland. That's where she comes from. So, shout out to her.
Shout out, Linda.
So, in the theme of movies about the future, what I wanted to actually talk about today, and I know that we didn't pick an exact movie.
Are we picking movies, the theme is from the future? Or I thought
well,
we
no,
were
but I think what I'm going to go, well, here's what I'm going to go with.
Okay.
I'm saying that a little bit of that, because a lot of times we're dealing with the coronavirus.
CV-19.
And there are a lot of movies about disease, about pandemics, epidemics, sometimes zombies are involved with this kind of thing. But those movies always feel very futuristic, right? So, like, when you watch a movie that's like, oh, there's going to be an epidemic, it's going to create a problem, everyone's going to have to, like, shut down or stay home or worry about getting attacked or something's going to happen to them, I always perceive those movies as something that could happen in the future. It doesn't feel very present to me. Feels sure. like future problems. So, oddly enough, we are, like, living in a situation that feels similar. I think it's kind of crazy what's going on right now.
Well,
what do you think?
So you and I talked about this a little bit yesterday about how kind of silly kind of we are. I won't speak for you. My personal opinion is I thought this has all been a little silly. So I watched a podcast last night with Joe Rogan, who had this guy on from the University of Michigan CDC. And he really explained it. And after listening to him, I was a little concerned.
Now you're scared.
No, I'm not scared.
You've locked your doors.
I am not scared, but I do, I understand now more than ever why this could be an issue.
Yeah.
And the good thing is that, you know, we don't turn into zombies, thank God.
No.
We end up with the flu.
Yeah.
But it is serious. And so I'm thinking about it, I'm thinking about it in a different light today.
Mm-hmm.
I was just on the phone. It was funny, I'm dealing with some other stuff, and this lady said that, you know, we may end up all quarantining ourselves in our house.
Stop it.
For a week, 2 weeks, and that may be the way we get rid of this. It's just everybody go inside.
Yeah.
Don't talk. Let the sick be sick and get better. Let the people that aren't sick just kind of hang out and let it all pass.
I think that's what they're trying to do, like, in these other places.
Yeah.
Like Italy and China and all of that.
This guy said, listen, this is just the beginning, and it's happening just as they suspected it would. And it started in China from one of these wet markets. Apparently in China, they have these wet markets.
What's a wet market?
Wuhan or wherever these places are.
What is a wet market?
Google it. It's not pretty. And basically, they have almost every sort of animal on the planet there for sale to eat.
Oh, it's always the animals, by the way.
Yeah, and they
gross, dirty animals.
The guy pointed out an example
is
flu. A cage of chickens stacked onto a cage of ferrets.
Oh my God.
Ferrets apparently is an animal that spreads disease very well because of the way that it breathes or whatever. And you wouldn't find that kind of storage or that behavior in the United States. We're very strict here, but there. And apparently China's taking a harder look now at what they're going to do, because this is all these big flus and big things are starting off in these China markets.
Right.
Animals that, you know, you wouldn't naturally eat. We wouldn't.
They'll eat everything.
Ferret.
They're going to eat everything there.
Exactly.
They will eat whatever walks and talks.
And they have so many.
Makes noises.
They have where we have like a big LA, we have a big New York, we have a big Dallas, you know, these big cities.
Yeah.
Every city there is big and even bigger. Like millions.
It's massive.
2 billion people live there.
It's crazy.
So that's
crazy.
Part of the reason that it starts there and how it, you know, spreads from there.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So this is where we are. This is where we're living in this scenario right now. And so I thought about movies. Let's talk about movies related
we talked about
to
doing I Am Legend.
We
you,
did.
You said you're going to be honest.
I'm honest. thank you.
You didn't do your homework.
Listen, I'm jet lagged. I might have the virus.
Oh, God
okay. Let's just give me a break.
Are you clammy?
I didn't have time to watch Will, but I, you know, this is okay because I think we'll basket it in. I'm actually going to right now. I'm going to the top movies on IMDb that they list about disease.
Okay.
So I'm going to read a few of these off. We've got.
Is I Am Legend in there?
It is actually. Uh-huh. Number one is Outbreak from 1995.
The monkeys.
Yes. Look at your memory. Excellent memory.
Who's, give me
that is Dustin Hoffman. Army doctors struggle to find a cure for a deadly virus spreading through a California town that was brought to America by an African monkey.
Yep.
So that had, and it also
can
had.
Can I tell you something real quick?
Yeah, tell me.
This is a little funny. So.
Go ahead. Morgan Freeman.
There was the Ebola.
Yeah, remember Ebola?
No, it wasn't Ebola. It was another one of those recent
SARS
plague. SARS. You know what that came from?
Where'd it come from?
That thing that pooped out the coffee beans.
Luwak.
Luwaks.
This is a reference to our other podcast,
that
the Full
did.
Send.
that you brought back that luwak coffee.
I did. I just decided to bring a new disease
to this country. The poopy monkey rats, and that we drank the coffee.
We did.
And that's how that initially spread the first time.
That's how you start.
Yeah.
So top on the list, we've got Outbreak, which I did see. I don't remember much of it, actually, but I do remember this movie. It also has Kevin Spacey. Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Wow. You know, the
monkeys are like, me too.
Yeah. It's bad news, you know, people getting sick.
No, I was referring to him inappropriately being with the monkeys.
Oh, he's a bad boy. He got in big trouble.
Big
trouble, Kevin Spacey. Okay, second on the list, we got Contagion, which is one I did see. Contagion, actually, and I've lost all my pages I was just looking at. Contagion is from 2011, Gwyneth Paltrow, and it actually looks more like what we're actually dealing with right now, which is a story of, like, an epidemic that starts that they can't figure out where it started. I think in the film, it doesn't have any kind of, from what I recall, it does not have a resolution that makes any, like, sense. You know, it's like they don't really solve it. And what happens is a woman is traveling and she comes home. She's jet lagged. She feels fatigued. And she gets sick. That looks like she's just got a cold or something. And then she just dies abruptly. And then other people start
dying. I hope that doesn't
happen
to you.
I know. Good. I am pretty tired, actually.
I don't want to drag you out of here by your feet in a puddle of your own slime.
I'm a little tired. I may die.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. But, and then, you know, I think, and you know, this brings up this is the thing. Like, I don't know if people probably don't want to watch movies like this right now. You know, I remember I even brought this up with Nicole, and she was like, I don't want to watch a movie that's too close to this situation. That's, like, too creepy to me. Like, it's not, you know, maybe I Am Legend is different. It's a little more, like,
I Am Legend is freaking
awesome.
It's
not that close to home. I feel like this movie, Contagion, is really close to home, where it's just like they're trying to figure out what it is, the CDC, you know, like people are, you know, starting to drop. They try to do things to, like, quarantine people. It becomes more and more of a problem. Like, it feels more realistic than what we see in movies usually, which is a little overexploded, I think, about these things. Usually there's zombies involved. What do you think, Tom?
Well, I can tell you, as a 51-year-old man, I've never, in my 51 years of being alive, I have never experienced anything like this.
This doesn't feel familiar?
No, I mean, listen,
like
every
year. Like thinking about SARS or thinking about these other scenarios? No.
You know, every year we come, it's always the flu season, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's always in the background. But to this extent, no, I've never experienced anything like this where, I mean, even like the Ebola virus, this guy that I watched yesterday said they are just starting to get that cleaned up in Africa, that Ebola. And a big problem that they had.
Is that right? They're just finishing?
They're just getting that cleaned up.
That's crazy.
And unfortunately, one of the byproducts of that whole thing is that now they have a measles epidemic.
Oh, my God.
And because they were focusing so much on the Ebola virus that they stopped watching other things. So it's always something. But this is the first time I can remember experiencing anything. And honestly, I haven't experienced any of it.
We haven't. This is what I'm saying. Like, has that affected you yet?
No. It has not affected
me. It hasn't affected me either.
But I can see, like,
I mean, do you look into the future and see yourself as Will Smith living alone with a dog?
No, and I wish you would have watched it because it's really cool because that...
No,
that
why don't you tell me about it a little bit?
So that
Talk to me.
And I've seen the movie several times.
Yes.
And some of the exact details I can't remember perfectly, but I
know
that
enough,
somebody catches something.
Yes.
And so the movie kind of starts, takes place, you know, the movie starts and he's living in the present.
Okay.
And the present is, and I don't remember if it's New York or Chicago. It's
a
big city.
It looks like a big city.
I did watch
the preview.
And he is basically, his job is to try to catch the evolution of what this has turned into. And what it's turned into are these people that basically can't be in the light. They have to stay in the dark. They're like zombies, but
they're
kind of
like zombies.
They live in the shadows and the dark. And as long as the sun's up, he's good. As long as he's out in the middle of the street, he's fine. But
so
his job is to set up these
suckers.
I don't even know if they it's not that they want to eat you. I think they just want to infect you and turn you into one of them. And
right. Okay.
So his job is to try to, excuse me, trap these people.
Yeah.
And try serums on him. And he takes him, he catches him.
Okay.
Takes him back to his secret lab.
Uh-huh.
And, gives him a serum and then just watches him. And, you know, usually they go crazy and they die and he goes, oh, there goes another one.
So how did he come up with the serum? I mean, I'm going to just read the description.
Read it.
Years after a plague kills most of humanity and transforms the rest into monsters, the sole survivor in New York City struggles valiantly to find a cure in this post-apocalyptic action thriller. Is that sufficient?
Well, I think I was a little more descriptive, but
you
yes.
did, yeah.
But the cool thing about that movie is that does it? I mean, spoiler alert, I suppose.
No, you're gonna spoil. It's fine. This is all spoiler.
So he ends up. You know, uh-huh. at the end, he finds a cure.
Yeah.
And he does find another person that survived. And she ends up taking the serum.
Yeah.
Escapes. He blows up everybody. She escapes and finds a somewhere upstate New York or somewhere in Connecticut. They find like a village that's surrounded by a giant wall that Americans or people that, you know, from the United States have found and a community that's, you know, they guard themselves.
Right.
And they allow her to come in and she's got the serum. So I'm assuming that everybody's cured. So there is a nice outcome at the end of this
movie. Well, that's good.
It's kind of vague. They're like, oh, a survivor. They open the door. They walk in and then
there's
goes
some
to the
happy
credits.
Music.
You know what's going to happen.
You know.
But it is a great movie.
Well, I'll have to I'll watch it.
It's a little intense.
Did it feel intense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I love Will Smith, really.
Everyone loves him. He's easy
good
to like.
At it.
Yeah.
He's good at acting.
I'm curious to see how he becomes the last one that doesn't get infected.
So,
do you remember how that happens?
So they flash back to the past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
how did he get so lucky?
They see, and it kind of reminds me of this. That, you know, everybody's like, "What the hell's going on?" People are kind of
It starts slow.
Yeah, and then the people are being attacked, so they move to like Rikers, I don't know, wherever they, and then these helicopters are taking people out.
Right.
He puts his family on a helicopter, the helicopter takes off, and something destroys the helicopter and crashes, and he loses his family.
Oh, okay.
There's a little more description on how it starts. I can't exactly remember. Go watch the movie, but
yes, watch it.
It makes sense when you watch it. It's a great flick.
So I guess what I like to talk about with this concept of these movies and reality and the differences between what we're dealing with and just movies in general are the themes around, like, how safe are we really? Because I think that's what those movies tap into, which is just this idea of, like, you think you're safe. Like, you think things are fine. Guess what? No, they're not, you know? And the idea of, like, what would happen if there was no more control over the idea of feeling like your world is safe, your town is safe, the people around you are safe. Like, even already with this thing, it's like people are suddenly thinking about, can I touch other people?
Mm.
Right? I mean, where are we at now with this thing?
Well,
how do you feel?
This guy yesterday on the podcast, and it was Joe Rogan's podcast yesterday, it was very helpful. One of the things that, and I think that's where the biggest problem is with a lot of these things, is that we don't know exactly what's going on, so we...
Right. So then you start to, that's right. So you start making up rules.
And we tell people what we think.
Yeah.
And it's really not the case. So it was nice to see this guy from the CDC really come out and say, this is exactly what's going on. I think the biggest thing that I thought was washing your hands was the safest bet. It is, but the coronavirus is passed through the air.
Yeah.
So
it's the coughing.
It's the coughing, but even it's the breathing.
But you can't do a lot. That's why they're quarantining people.
Yeah, and now
they're saying stay in your
sense.
Own space. Yeah, like I had no choice on these planes. You know, I was on these planes. I didn't tell you. I'm going to share this story with you. I didn't tell you this yesterday because, you know, I had the doctor appointment, right?
Yeah.
So I went. Let me tell you what happened to me. So I went to the doctor.
Yeah.
And my life is a movie. I went to the doctor. I go check in, and the first question is, have you traveled outside the country in the past 30 days?
Oh, my God.
And I go, yeah. I go, where'd you go? Five guys with masks came out.
Dragged
and they
you
said,
away.
I said, I was in Bali in Thailand. And they're like, oh, hold on a second. Yeah, they really did. And then they had to, like, leave the front. They're like, just stand here for a second. And I was like, okay. And then she's like, okay, you know what? Can I just... grab your stuff. I'm going to bring you in the back.
I'm going to take you to quarantine.
They took me to like a storage closet.
Really?
I'm not kidding. They put me in a room with boxes. They told me to put a mask on, and they made me sit in there for a while. They were like, we're going to have to figure out what to do right now. So, like,
you're like the guy, you're like the girl that's that actually made all the wheels start turning. You're the person they've been waiting for. We got one.
I think I'm excited. So they stuck me in there. I have a picture, too. I'll show you the picture.
They come into the room and like the E.T. in suits.
No, really. I really was sitting there like, and the funny part is then the nurse comes in and she's got the mask on. She's like, I'm so sorry. Everyone's paranoid and, you know, blah. And she's like, let me just ask you some questions. And she's like, we probably should have had you come another time. I'm like, well, I don't have to have this appointment right now. Like, I don't care. She's like, no, it's going to be fine. So they asked me questions. Eventually, I went and saw the doctor. And
did they take your temperature?
Show you a picture.
Can you send me that?
I'll send it to you.
Because I'm gonna post it.
So this is what I'm saying. This is where we're at. Like, I literally, and I didn't go to China. I mean, that was one of the questions was like, have you been to this Wyong whatever city in China? I'm like, no, I didn't go to China. But Thailand was enough of a trigger for them to like freak out, not know what to do with me, and put me in the closet or the storage room.
That's crazy.
And so, you know, that's the reality of what we're dealing with. I'm noticing everybody react to it in different ways. I don't really know.
So did they take your temperature?
No, they did not take my temperature.
So what did they do? Just stick you in the closet and then question
you
and then brought you out of the closet?
They did the intake in the closet or the room, and then eventually they must have called somebody and said it was fine, and they just did the appointment and I left.
I would have thought they'd take your temperature.
It was a lot more. It was less exciting than I'm making it. But that's what happened. And there's always that. I think there's that setup in all these movies where it's like a little bit subtle in the beginning. You know, where it's like kind of like, oh yeah, they're saying some things on the news. Whatever, it's fine until it's like happening to you, and then suddenly it's like, holy shit.
We've become so entitled, I think, as an American.
You do? Is that what you feel?
They don't want, you know, any other country, they'd haul your ass off and put you in quarantine, you know, and check you in, and it wouldn't, mm-hmm, they wouldn't consider your feelings.
Right. Well, did you see Chernobyl, the series on HBO?
No, I want to see it.
It's really upsetting.
Oh, is it?
It's really upsetting. Well, Chernobyl isn't about disease, but it's about, like, you know, a problem that happens.
Radiation.
Well, it's the whole cover up of what they did to handle it. But there's scenes in it where what you're talking about is so true. They just went into areas and said, get on the bus. You're getting the fuck out of here. And they didn't tell anybody why. It was very like disturbing the way it happens. Cause they're like, kind of like, you have to leave right now. And nobody understood at that point why they were being taken. Where were they being taken to? You didn't have any rights at that point.
Right.
And then it was still already like everybody was already contaminated. They already had let it go too far that they just didn't know what to do at that point. But it's the same thing where like you're saying like we're entitled. We get so upset. What if they quarantine me?
Yeah, when are you gonna go in the closet? Who cares about everybody else? I'm fine.
I don't care. I trust that if something needs to happen, you just do it. You know, my mother called me yesterday. She was so funny. She's like, oh my God, Bonnie, what are we going to do? I'm like, Mom, you don't do anything. You don't have a job. You don't have to leave your house. Like, this doesn't affect you at all. I'm like, relax.
Well, I was just talking to the lady from Comcast, and she said that people are starting to quarantine themselves.
Right.
Which I thought was kind of interesting because that seems like kind of smart, you know?
I think if you're really paranoid, then do what you need to do for yourself.
Well, and she said, listen, if worse comes to worse, we all just go in our house for 14 days.
I know. What is the big fucking deal?
And we'll all come out in 14 days, and, you know, everything should be, you know, good.
Fine. There's a side effect to this that I was talking to Nicole, and she was mentioning this to me. I forget who she was talking to, but did you know that, like, because of what they did in China, they've already had, like, some positive effects for, like, the environment? Because when they're running full force, they're polluting everything. Their factories are running and shit's going in the air. And because everything had to shut down, there's been like a significant like effect on like the planet
in terms of,
and it's kind of funny. It's like maybe this is the planet's way of being like, you know,
you guys
are fucking everything up. You need to take a minute. Everybody just stop doing things for like a month and like maybe we'll be okay. Like stop ruining the earth, you know?
Well, and I do like the fact that PNC, like my wife, she said that PNC announced, and I know a couple other companies have announced that they will let you wait a month for your mortgage. You know, if you have to, you know, if we get to a point where we're not working for a couple weeks.
Well, that's nice.
They'll say, listen, just pay the next month and we'll do no late fee or anything like that.
Oh,
so,
well, that's nice.
It's, you know, honestly, it's pretty serious. Big events are canceling. Pearl Jam canceled. We're supposed to go to this album review thing at a movie theater. I'm thinking,
Oh. Listen, if it gets canceled, it gets canceled.
Right.
Yeah.
What
that's what I think.
Bad time to release an album, right? And a tour.
Well, everything.
Well, and this guy said this
they
is going to be around
Coachella.
This guy said last night, this is going to be around for the next 3 to 6 months.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Well, I'm going to divert us back to, let's go. We didn't really talk about zombie movies, but I'm going to go there, even though this isn't totally about zombies. I think that there's a lot of movies about something spreading, something starting somewhere, right?
Yes.
I wanted to talk a little about like Night of the Living Dead, which is the classic movie about zombies. And as I was just saying to you before we started recording, really most of the movie isn't graphic. It's more about people being trapped in a house, listening to the radio, you know, dealing with the fear of something that's happening on the outside that's unknown. And to me, that's like the most interesting part about these movies. Movies like World War Z, 28 Days Later, they're all tapping into those ideas that we're talking about, which is just people terrified, knowing that they can't leave, knowing that they don't know what's on the outside, not sure how it's going to affect them, and then just this impending idea that it's coming for you. And then also realizing that all the other things in the world are shutting down. I think that's like the scariest part of those movies, is this idea that like you're getting news for a little while. Can you imagine right now if we started watching the news and the news started to shut down?
Yeah.
We're suddenly like, there's no word from New York. Like you'd be like, can you imagine?
That'd be nice.
Would you?
I don't watch the news anyway. Good.
But I mean, like, if there is an epidemic.
Well, it is interesting to see. You don't realize how fragile really our economy is.
Yeah.
You know, like they're talking about shutting down schools. So that means all the teachers won't be working.
Right.
They're not getting paid.
Right.
They're talking about all these health professionals getting sick.
Yeah.
And they're like, listen, you know, you got to come to work anyway. They're talking about, you know, all these businesses shutting down. I mean, it really is a fragile, what runs quite smoothly on a daily basis is quite fragile. And it just takes something like this to really expose how fragile it is.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
There's a, did you watch The Avengers?
No,
the last Avengers?
I didn't watch The Avengers.
So in the second.
I couldn't really get into it for some reason.
So the second to the last Avengers, at the very end, half of the Avengers die. They turn into ashes. Poof.
I heard about that.
So the beginning of the new Avengers movie.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the main character, the bad guy, killed half the people on the planet. So it shows what the world is like, having half of the population die.
Yeah.
And it's not good.
No.
No. So, I mean, you know, like I said, we're fragile.
Yeah.
Like the Avengers.
We are fragile.
I'm fragile.
Definitely. I mean, I think that a lot of times these, you know, I'm just looking up some themes from these movies. Some of them they say are metaphors on like race issues, communism, globalism, you know, all the concepts around those things. It makes you look at yourself in terms of like how you fit into your own society. That's kind of like,
well, the good thing is we don't turn into zombies from this.
No. And honestly, this is, I should do a whole episode on Night of the Living Dead, but there's a big theme in that movie, because in the movie, what ends up happening, and it's the 60s, is there's a black man and now a white girl who are trapped together. And at the time, that was a very, like, you know, controversial thing. If those two had a romantic relationship, now they're kind of like in a situation where they wouldn't probably interact with each other, and now they're stuck together. So that movie had racial tones in it that is a big part of that film by itself. And I think the filmmaker was pushing the point of that. And so there's things like that. And then you wonder, like, how that plays out in your own view of your own world, you know? Do we... I don't know. I'm thinking about that. It is interesting. Like, suddenly we separate ourselves in society, even though we're such a mixed pot. You know, like, I'm hanging out with you. Like, suddenly if we're trapped and then I've got to run over and now I'm in a different neighborhood or I'm running, like, do I... How does that shape the way I'm going to, like, ask for help or feel like I can suddenly now coexist with other people in a desperate situation, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, something like this really reminds us that we all are just people from Stardust. I mean, we're all just humans.
Right.
There's no... Right. There's the CV19 or whatever it is. It doesn't go for black people, white people. It's anybody.
No, and then what happens is it transitions from being about race to being about diseased.
Yep.
So now it's like, I'm alive and they're the walking dead. So, like, now you've got to separate yourself from that, which is just people that have been infected, right. You know? And the idea of, like, I don't want to be around sick people, you know?
Well,
like,
how quickly
I saw
turn.
That happening. I mean, I just, on my level, like, I'm walking around the airports, and if I heard anybody cough, I was fucking away from that person. Like, yeah. Suddenly I'm like, I don't care what color you are, but you're fucking sick. Get the fuck away from me. Like, well, I'm, like, really, you know, it's creating this idea of, like, just how afraid we are, and then, like, what we decide to do with that.
Well, and even, like, going to the doctor, for a brief moment, you felt a little discrimination.
I was looking around the room, like, these people are, wonder if they're listening.
Right.
And they're like, she's sick.
Oh, they're going to put her in a
special room. Oh, my God, get her out of here. Like, people, yeah, you kind of, it's the fear of, like, being labeled, the fear of being seen as, like, the sick one or the problem.
Yeah.
And then suddenly, like, what's going to happen to me now, you know? Yeah. I can't imagine what it must be like for these people on a cruise ship that are being quarantined.
I don't know. My son's supposed to go on a cruise on the
what?
18th.
Are you serious?
Yeah, but I think they're actually going to... Oh, my God. I think they're... I guess cruise lines are giving them a year to reschedule if they want. So you can
cancel
and reschedule it within a year. And I think they're not really... You know, Sam's 8, but more for his grandfather, because his grandmother and grandfather were going. He's going to be 80. And,
yeah,
you know, you just want to be careful. It's serious. I mean, it's serious. And yesterday I was saying, hey, you know, if anywhere, I'd probably like to be on a cruise ship because, you know, they're very, you know, thoughtful about that. They don't want to ruin that business. So they're, you know, where I think in the past you could serve yourself, they're now having people serve you, making sure, you know, you don't touch anything, being very, you know.
I think a cruise ship is a nightmare.
Yeah.
I don't know why there hasn't been a zombie movie on a cruise ship, because that would be an awesome background.
Absolutely. The Night of the Floating Dead.
That would be seriously amazing.
Absolutely.
Could you see that? Let's write it.
But the guy was saying last night that cruise ships recirculate all the air, and they're quarantining these people, and then they're getting
recirculated. It's disgusting. Yeah, have you been on one?
Uh-uh.
They creep me out, man.
I don't go on cruise
ships. People disappear.
I get seasick.
You can pop someone right off the side of that thing. Like, you can, it's like a... That is actually, like, a great setup for lots of scary stories.
Nah,
like,
nah,
murder stories, zombie stories,
well, just
disease
recently,
stories.
I mean, in the headlines just recently was the guy that accidentally dropped his baby out the window. Or the grandfather that accidentally dropped the baby out the
window. This is what I'm saying. People jump off those fucking things.
It's crazy.
It's you can bad things happen on cruise ships. Yeah. No offense.
Well, I get seasick, so.
I don't like it. Personally, I stay away.
Keep your cruise ship to yourself.
So, third element of these kinds of stories, which we probably won't experience zombies or this, but the looting is always a fun part.
God.
When suddenly everything shuts down and people have the idea, oh my God, I could take anything I want. It's a little exciting for a moment.
Well, you remember War of the Worlds?
Yeah.
Remember when Tom Cruise drives his car into a group? And they said, nope. And they took his car. They took his gun. They took everything.
Yeah.
So
there's always that element where people just, like, fucking lose their shit and they just decide, like, it's a free-for-all.
Do you think that would happen?
Yeah, dude. I think it happens all the time. Anytime there's, like, not around this, but, like, think about when riots happen.
Yeah.
When it starts, people just start smashing windows and there's, like, no police. And, I mean, look at the end of the Joker film. That was what's happening in those scenes. It's like, and those have happened. We've had the L.A. riots. We've had riots. People will do that. I don't know what happens with, like, groupthink, but suddenly people I actually want to know where that one person starts it. Who's the guy?
He's the guy that don't care.
There's one guy that's like, fuck it, let's take a TV. And then everyone's like, yeah. And then it just begins. It becomes crazy.
Well, I think in those kind of communities, yeah. a poor community, I think they feel justified.
Yeah. Well, I always think, like, could that happen? And not just looting, but there's always the theme in these movies where people in desperate situations will do things they would never usually do, which is, like, maybe you run out of food and you are, you know, going through other people's homes and you encounter someone and then you get into it and you might murder somebody
yep.
for some food, like, which nobody would usually do. But, like, are we, you know, how capable are we of that kind of desperation?
Well, I know if you're a hoarder and you've, or not a hoarder, but a prepper. And you've prepped for like years
doomsday preppers.
I don't want to be that guy because you know who's coming.
Dude.
The town.
Everyone.
Everyone's coming for your gas,
yes.
for your food, for your guns.
No.
I don't want to be on the radar. I want to just be starving.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think these are legit fears for people right now. But no. Like, what is the worst case scenario then? Let's talk about reality. Is it just that we're not going to be able to leave our houses for a little while? Is that...
I think the problem is that the economy and the people, the financial people, that's the fear.
They're worried about money.
Losing money. I mean, my dad, he's like,
is he? Your dad's
lost a lot of money in the stock market.
Stock market. Well, that dropped.
The stock market is beating people up.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's where the rubber
fear.
Hits the road is money.
Is that happening because, like, what has actually shut down? Not much. So why is the stock market drop? Out of fears?
Well, this guy last night, he said this is the beginning.
Of
it
that?
It happens exponentially. So it's
okay,
like,
let's talk about it.
So like 1 + 1 = 2. And then it goes 2 + 2 = 4. Now it's 4 + 4. So
okay.
it grows very rapidly. And this guy who was on the podcast gave a lecture to 400 investment managers, investment folks on Friday.
Okay.
Monday, the stock market crashed.
Right.
They said, oh, this is actually serious.
They said it's the biggest drop since the housing crisis in 2008.
Yeah.
So, okay.
I mean, we're fragile. Luckily, you know, good thing is I'm poor.
Same.
So I'm like,
fist bumps to the poor.
Fist bumps to the poor.
We're going to be living large. Let it happen.
Yeah, I'm like, hey.
I got my cash in a mattress. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I am good. I have no stocks.
Right.
I'm good to go.
Yep.
Nothing's going to fuck me up.
And, you know, these rich people are pretty stressed out.
They're stressed out.
And that's why.
They have to get off their jet planes.
They're more, I would think maybe they're more concerned about money than they are the health of other people. But I don't know that for sure.
I'll tell you what we're not talking about anymore.
What?
Immigration.
Nope.
No. I thought, honestly, that was going to be the first thing. It's going to be like, block all the borders. Don't let anybody in.
Yeah.
I mean, why not, right? We've already, like, started that. So I was thinking, like, he's going to flip.
Well, those are all, I think.
And then where it's going to be like, let's protect it.
I think those are really a lot of political maneuvers.
I told you, I was scared I wasn't going to get back in. I was, like, a little paranoid because it was the kind of thing that could change on a dime. Mm-hmm. It's like a week from now, they could decide that. They could be like, all right, guess what?
Absolutely.
Anyone out of the country, you're not allowed back in right now. But, you know, I made it, so thank God.
Well, I think cooler heads will prevail. I think what I liked about talking to the lady earlier this morning was that people are really thinking about, like, self-quarantining themselves. Like, it's not, like, I think we picture the government stepping in, listen, everybody, quarantine. But we're like, hey, I'll quarantine myself. Like, I think
we're
a little more trying to have our finger on the pulse of what's going on, more than just the government telling us, quarantine, everybody! Quarantine.
The kids are excited.
I can't imagine sitting in my house for 14 days with my kids.
Well, they're like, we're going to have no school. I'm like, oh, man.
Keep your shit charged.
Okay.
Netflix is like all wringing their hands right now.
They're like, here we go. Here we go.
Online gaming, Netflix. Netflix
they're,
and Heal.
They're not worried about the economy.
No. Netflix and Heal, baby.
TV. Yeah, Netflix and Heal.
Netflix and Heal.
I'm diseased. I've brought it back. I'm just kidding.
Well, the guy said yesterday, people that take care of themselves, the best defense is a healthy body.
Oh.
And drink lots of water. Yourself. Take your vitamins.
Take your vitamins.
You know, get some fresh air.
Yeah.
And then if you get sick, you know, be on the up and up.
Yeah.
You know, let people know, or let at least, you know, self-quarantine, I guess.
I guess. So in terms
of... we don't turn into zombies, so this is good.
No. And so, okay, let me try to get back to movies for a minute. And then we'll just... I don't think we'll make this a long one today, because I've... I was trying to think of the themes that are related to what we're dealing with. Do you have... Let me ask you, like, so in terms of films you've seen, I Am Legend.
Yeah.
Like, when you're watching movies like this, does it bring up anything for you specifically around the ideas of, like, future epidemics or...
Well, something like that happens. Even, what was the
What
the
does
series?
It tap into?
What was the
Walking
series?
Dead?
Yeah, The Walking Dead. Even when I watched that.
Yeah.
You know, I think automatically I think of my children, you know.
Oh, okay.
How would that...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that reality set with them. You know, we have a pretty cushy life here. You know, to not have... just even like when the electricity goes out. It's a really, you know... We had the power go out it's probably a month or so ago. And my kids are like, well, what do we do? I go, well, I don't know. I mean, what the fuck? Light a candle, read a book, I don't know, go to bed. But this is how it used to be.
Yeah.
We've become so... you know, we have so many pleasantries now in our lives that, you know, it doesn't take much for us to get a little freaked out.
Well, it's that helplessness. I think that's for me with the kids. There's an episode. I still think I watched a lot of The Walking Dead. I didn't watch the last few seasons. It was starting to kind of get like too much for me.
Yeah.
But the first episode of that show is so fucking amazing in terms of like how they show you how weird it is to wake up in a scenario where it's like, what has happened here? And like, what's going on? And like the way you walk through this main character. And, but then there's been episodes around children. Like you're talking about is like first trying to protect your child, feeling like you can't really protect them completely. And then there's scenes, this was the episodes that got me the most. There was a whole period where, they were like on this farmhouse. Did you watch the show for a while?
Yeah.
Do you remember the farmhouse situation?
They're coming across the field.
And they come in. The guy, you find out later, the guy has got his whole family in the barn chained up because he didn't want to kill them. And they're zombies.
Yeah.
And he like secretly goes in there and like feeds them and stuff because he's can't. It's like the torture of like these were his children.
Yeah.
So he couldn't like deal with it. And so they're sick and they're zombies now.
Yeah.
And it's sad because it's like, what would you do if your kid was infected or if your kid and you couldn't even be near that kid now? Now it's kind of like, but it's still your kid. Yeah. That fucked me up, dude. And then when they reveal that in the show, where you suddenly see these fucking people in the barn, I was like, oh my God, that's so sick. I think they burn it down. But like, just the sadness of children and the helplessness of being able to save them.
Yeah.
That tapped into something for me that was really scary.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
That's a scary thought.
It's hard to even imagine, but I guess at that point, they're really not your kids anymore. I mean, the emotions are clearly
no,
there.
No, I guess not. But I mean, even now, like, what if, and this is why I'm going to bring up the second point that I was thinking about, which is this whole coronavirus thing, is that the reason I don't feel very freaked out by it is because it seems to only be really hurting people that are old.
Uh-huh.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And or at least like, you know, health compromised people. But if I was watching the news and 5-year-olds were dropping and 8-year-olds were dropping like dead, I think I'd be fucking freaked out way more than I am right now.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's scary.
That's where my kids are 7 and 8. That would definitely be a game changer. But listen, you know, little kids are susceptible to this. It's the young and the old.
I know, but they don't tell you the cases, do you know?
No, they don't tell you the cases. I don't.
I mean, wouldn't that be scary if they weren't telling you?
So, clearly, I mean, if we use our brain.
Let's
use our brain.
Sure.
So, and the guy was talking about this yesterday. If your health is compromised.
Okay.
This is just going to magnify that. Right. So if you're an 8-year-old with a bad respiratory condition, bad asthma, you know, a lot of challenges with breathing, you might suffer a little more if you get a respiratory disease like this.
Okay.
Just like any other thing. Right.
I would assume. Yeah, if you're like old, the flu. Yeah.
Yeah, if you're old and you have respiratory. Right. This guy yesterday says is the number one group of people that should really be careful are smokers.
Oh.
Smokers.
Why are they doing that?
Well, because smokers, you know, if you're going to get a respiratory
disease. Well, yeah, obviously.
You've already compromised yourself through smoking.
Yeah. So this is a call for everyone to get healthy.
Yeah, I mean, I feel...
Get healthy, man.
I feel like if I caught the flu, I don't feel like I'm going to die. I ran this morning, did 5 miles.
So you think you would fare well in a zombie apocalypse?
I would.
You would kick ass.
I don't want a zombie apocalypse. I don't know what I would do. That would be really odd.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because, you know, we freak out on this flu, but if we just lost electricity, if we had like a solar situation,
mm-hmm.
And we lost all electricity, that was what freaks me out.
Oh.
We can be perfectly healthy, but no electricity, no
so
fuel.
So like resources being gone.
Yeah, no fuel, no light.
Oh, my God.
No television, no communication.
That's fucked up.
Just that.
Yeah, that's scary.
If the electricity caught the flu,
oh, my God.
That would scare me.
That's scary.
Because then all of a sudden now it's fend for yourselves.
Yeah. It's like when people have a weather disaster.
Yeah.
Like think about Puerto Rico or like suddenly they've got nothing.
Right.
It's like decimated and there's no fucking water and there's no like nothing.
Nothing.
No food.
How long would you last? What would be, if we had that?
I
would
not
would
last long. I feel like I would just be fucking poop done. I have no ability.
Nah. Listen, we could.
I don't know. I don't know what my capacity to survive like those kind of things are.
I think we don't. I think, you know? I think we've become so covered in frosting, but I think once that happened, I think it would revert back to being, you know, a survivaling human.
Probably.
Survivaling.
Survivaling human. Survivaling human. You just said it.
Survivaling.
Yeah. Well, human. I mean, there's always the sense of community in these stories, like people that the band of misfits, you know, there's always the group that comes. I mean, well, not in I Am Legend. He's got the dog. But really, that's like another thing that happens. It's like people that wouldn't usually blend together to survive.
Well, and I think the movies like to create like we all go crazy and attack one another. Where I would hope that as a community, we would come together.
That's the concept.
And
I
help
mean,
one another.
I think that's the question, and that's what those movies are playing around with.
Yeah.
Which is like, will you? And that's what The Walking Dead played around with for like many seasons, which was this idea of people either coming together or going off on their own, and what the consequences of both those things would be. Because there would be people that would break from the group, then there would be people that would find a different group, then there was like the evil groups that were trying to monopolize on everything and like fuck everyone else, and then there's other people trying to help other people. So maybe that show kind of encompassed all of those ideas of like what could happen in all these different scenarios, you know. And I think that would totally happen in so many different ways. Where people would
meet and like,
yeah, well, some people would fend for themselves. The doomsday preppers would lock themselves in and try to keep everyone out. And then some people might, it's just, it would boil down to like, who are you as a human being, you know?
Can you imagine being like a doomsday prepper? So you have a compound.
It's awesome.
But the whole community comes together and really grows together and helps one another.
Right.
And then you got the doomsday prepper out on the outskirts. And he, not only, he has everything he needs. His work has been done, and he is safe, but he's also alone.
He's alone. Yeah.
I don't know if I'd rather be alone with everything in that paranoia or as a group of people that just don't have shit.
I would rather be in the group.
Me too.
Done.
Yeah.
I don't care.
To just have everything and then build a wall with a machine gun turret.
I think it's part of being
turret.
Human. Yeah. I
Who's in the bushes?
Get away from my MRIs.
Right, yeah, right, get away from my peaches.
Those are mine. I spent 30 years keeping them.
I jarred those peaches.
Damn it. But no, but yeah, I do think that like that I think we need human contact.
Yeah.
And I think when you don't, that becomes the crazy guy. That's the crazy guy. Yeah. And so that's what happens.
I think my biggest thought of that is that when the Tom Cruise
War of the Worlds, which
war
is aliens. We haven't even gotten into aliens.
But maybe
yeah.
The big group of people walk in and just vigilante. Ugh, scary.
Yeah, it's like anything. It's like war. I think these are the things that happen in war.
Yep.
Which is no rules, people getting bad ideas, people doing things they would never normally do.
Yeah.
Desperation, yeah. Fear, all the things.
Paranoia.
Paranoia, survival. Well, we're not there yet, thank God.
No. Nope.
But anyway, well, listen, I think I'm gonna I think we're gonna cut it short.
Nope.
Now you want to talk some more?
Yep.
What do you want to talk about?
I'm just kidding.
Do you have like an all-time favorite of these kinds of movies?
I Am Legend.
That's the one.
You asked me about this yesterday, and what did I tell you?
You said I Am Legend. Well, what can I? Can you? Do you want to share any last thoughts about your pick?
I love the movie. I love the.
Tell me.
It that movie actually made a lot of sense to me.
Yeah.
I think Will Smith is a great actor. I like the battle between him and everybody else.
Yeah.
You know, the darkness.
Yeah, the darkness.
I think they do some stuff in that movie that's really captivating. Oh my God.
What's
know,
a
run,
scene?
Run, run.
Can you name a scene or tell
sure.
me a scene that's like one of your faves?
So one of my favorite scenes is, or I'm not sure it's my favorite. It's one of the sketchiest scenes. Is
yeah.
when he, you know, he sets up these traps,
okay.
like these lassos,
oh.
and he'll put stuff in the lasso, and then he's hoping one of these people will come and step in it, and then he captures them, puts them in a bag, drags them back to his
Jesus.
Lab. And but it's always about the light and the shadows, because you know the so he sets up this trap, and somehow he catches his own self in the trap.
Oh shit!
And he's hanging there in the street.
Oh my
or
God!
I don't know if he sets up the trap or they set up a trap, but he gets caught in
gets
the trap.
Gets caught,
and he's hanging, and the shadow is slowly
oh
coming. And he, and then all these creatures are in the shadow on the line. They're like, "Arr!" And he's like, you know, and it's just, it's the battle between dark and light. It's just, they do a great job with it. I thought it was an awesome movie.
Well, I'm going to actually watch it.
It's good.
And I encourage everyone during this, you know, seasonal virus.
I give it 5 coronas.
You know, I give it 5 coronas. 5 coronas, I Am Legend.
5 coronas, I Am Legend.
I highly suggest that, you know, if you are quarantined, this week, next week, mm-hmm. next month.
Listen to podcasts.
You know, put your face mask on. Grab yourself a Corona. Sit there, adult. Cup of tea, whatever your cozy equation is. And look up some of these movies and just, like, have some fun with it. Because
absolutely.
I know that we're all taking it very seriously, but I think it's also a time to reflect on that we're going to be fine.
Yep.
We're going to be fine.
Help one another.
Yeah. And, like, don't freak out.
Don't make
don't freak out.
If
you want to freak out,
feel bad.
Watch Night of the Living Dead and freak out. Okay,
yep.
But like, other than that, just enjoy this beautiful time.
Absolutely.
You know, it's going to be a little bit quieter out there. If you want to get drive somewhere, it's probably less people on the road. If you want to fly somewhere,
well,
maybe less
know,
people in the airports.
Hopefully, if we're educating everybody, maybe you know we won't have a major epidemic across the United States.
Yeah.
I know it's happened in Seattle. They're addressing some stuff over there with, you know, stopping some events and stuff. I know it's been up in New York, up in New Rochelle. I think they've shut that
isn't
down.
Isn't that
down.
Where your wife is from?
Yep. She was from New
what
Rochelle.
What did she think about that?
That's crazy. She thinks it's crazy.
It's fucking crazy. I don't know why they did that.
Well, because there was a doctor that was exposed to it.
Oh, okay.
And so everybody's just quarantined down.
They just said, fuck it.
Just stay in your house for 14 days. And or I don't know the number of days.
I kind of feel like that would be fun.
Yeah.
I'm
I mean,
down.
Can you go
it's
in
like
your
a
yard?
Snowstorm. I don't know. But I just wash your hands, stay home, watch movies about diseases and zombies. And
I couldn't stay in my house for 14 days. I don't have enough food.
Oh, well, you'd have to do that first.
Goddamn. I don't even have a freezer big enough for 14 days of food.
I mean, do you have to eat? Maybe it'd be good
Amazon
for you.
Still
you
deliver?
Could lose a lot of weight. It's the 14-day quarantine diet.
I wonder if Amazon can still deliver with a mask. A hazmat Amazon
hazmat
guy. They're
just gonna send a drone and drop it in your front yard.
Here's your burger. Here's your gloves.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
Watch Netflix and chill.
Chill. Heal and chill.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, listen. Thanks for joining me. I will definitely have some more organized content for you coming up.
We'll give you
a
freebie
because weeks.
you were traveling.
Yeah, and you know, this is timely. I thought it'd be fun to just discuss it and talk about all the things around this. So thanks for joining me, and I'll see you guys next time. Thanks, Tom, for being here.
Always. My pleasure. Thank you.
Right on, brother.
All right.
Peace.
Bye.